It's 1961 and Burundi is moving towards independence from Belgium at the same brisk paces as the beating of drums. The country has just held democratic elections in preparation for independence slated for 1962. Newly elected Prime Minister Louis Rwagasore looks ahead with confidence.
We want to prepare ourselves, take things into our hands. Without exaggeration, I think it will take 5 to 7 months. We want things to be good and to be well done.
But Rwagasore never experienced an independent Burundi. The 29-year-old was shot in the back and killed just weeks after his UPRONA party won a landslide victory. In Burundi, Rwagasore is seen as a real hero of the country's independence movement. Boyi Atanase, a former high-ranking UPRONA official, was 14 years old when he first saw Rwagasore.
It was on November 13, 1959. He was a handsome young man, very impressive, very charismatic. His charisma and his openness to the world enabled him to develop relationships with the greatest political leaders of the time, especially Julius Nyerere, Patrice Lumumba, and Kwame Nkrumah.
Rwagasore's charisma also enabled him to unite people beyond village politics, class and tribal affinities. His UPRONA party was a broad coalition, stresses Emile Moroha, a history professor at the University of Burundi. It sought to avoid the violence already evident at the time in neighboring Rwanda.
Rwagasore was successful in this because Burundi gained its independence almost without tensions. His party, UPRONA, was equally the party of the Hutus, the party of the Tutsis, and the party of the Ganwas.
But Louis Rwagasore also had many enemies, first and foremost among the colonial administration, which was infuriated because it hadn't been suspicious enough of this young student of royal blood. The Belgian authorities had even let him study in Brussels, where the encounter with students from all over the African continent was decisive. In 1956, Louis Rwagasore comes back to Bujumbura with a passion for economy and his head full of dreams of independence. Professor Murohoha talks of how, before Rwagasore even became prime minister, he pushed to establish local cooperatives to encourage economic independence.
Il avait la vision du Burundi indépendant.
He had a vision of an independent Burundi. He also had a vision for development, which is why he created the cooperatives. Because aside from coffee cultivation, Burundi was still a rural, undeveloped country. Rwagasore founded the cooperatives so that the Burundians could take part in the modern economy.
That is a change economic moderne.
These cooperatives failed, banned by the administration, and Louis Rwagasore's vision of a peaceful transition failed too. After his death, political rivalries and ethnic tensions led Burundi from one conflict to another. Yet, Rwagasore's myth is such that people in Burundi today often still ask what this country would be like if he had lived longer.